this is what people love about hip hop. It's the bravado fueled tradition of MCs battling it out with words. It's been a part of the tradition of hip hop since day one, and it's what helps sets rap apart from other forms of music.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And no swerving this week. He had other obligations.
Yes, as we speak, our brother is on the highway.
No doubt. So we're going to get right in. This isn't the topic. This is the tone. The tone set is from these words. Has there ever been a veteran rapper whose music didn't eventually fall off? Remember that as we transverse through the bulk of the show. Again, I repeat. Has there ever been a veteran rapper whose music didn't eventually fall off?
You ever think about when you out of here?
KRS-One reference track, out of here. So, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Drake fans do the Snoopy dance. Motherfuckers, literally, when I think of Drake fans, I just think of them niggas doing a Snoopy dance. You remember that Snoopy shit, right? Snoopy is shit just going nuts, yo. That's Drake fans. Because this week, you got to look at the state of events. So there it was. Meek Mill claiming Drake didn't write his own rhymes. Okay, so we covered that. Funk Flex pulled out a reference track. So to me, there it was. There was the evidence. Meek Mill said it was true. Then Funk Flex pulled out the evidence. Okay. The OVO brothers up in Canada.
Yes. Okay. The Six God.
Yeah. The OVO brothers up in Canada quickly issued two diss tracks to Meek Mill. Okay.
Charged up.
A couple days went by. You say niggas is charged up, huh?
That's what he said.
Yeah, Snoopy dance, charged up. Couple days went by, Funk Flex get on the air. He's already got a sullied reputation as it is.
Yeah.
But he got on the air talking about the next night I'm going to have Meek Mills with an exclusive diss record and more reference tracks. The next day came by, crickets.
And that nigga got thrown under the bus. They ran that nigga over so many times, he looked like a flattened squirrel.
Yeah, he did, yo. There's no question about it. A dried out flat squirrel. That's what Funk Flex looked like after that. After crickets. But check it out. So, you know, they continue to do Snoopy dance. You know, set, game, match. Drake won. It really doesn't matter. Back to back. Meek Mill's crickets. Funk Flex hadn't yet to produce the rest of the reference tracks. And then so, as these articles come forth, the first user or listener from the internet says, enough! And he screams that. It's all in all capital letters, nigga. Enough! Drake haters are just going to use this as one more thing to discredit him in their eyes. I don't care about using ghostwriters. Just give me good music. Signed, Drake Stan. Fan, stand.
Yeah, Stan.
Dick Rider.
Still the same.
Next couple topics, like the third person down. According to the internet, Meek Mill lost when he exposed Drake for using ghostwriters. People who listen to rap are ass backwards. Drake is fake. So I'm saying to myself, damn, okay, so we're going to stop right there. We're going to discuss it. So you got the two prevailing wisdoms. You got Drake fans out there doing the Snoopy dance because really, Drake fans were really nervous.
Yeah, they were.
Because Drake fans thought the internets was going to use the ghostwriter against them.
They thought they had him on the ropes.
There have been some strategic things that were done wrong in this situation because I believe that Drake, out of all the battles that we've seen in history, and we've been in here for a minute, G.
Yeah.
We've been in this hip-hop thing for a minute. Out of all the battles and all the things, I haven't seen anyone as weak as Drake, but poor planning, whether if it's Meek Mills or Funk Flex or whoever it is, but poor planning
right,
led to more bad publicity than anything else. Because yeah, I'm a type of person, I just look at the evidence. Strictly evidence. Okay. So let's talk about the songs. G. Pre-game, G played all songs, the two Drakes and the Meek Mill. What do you think? Tell me what you personally think about them.
I thought I personally heard the door bell ring, and I went, and I saw, and it was Drake there.
Oh.
And I said, "Welcome to hip hop, my brother."
Oh, is that what you said?
That's what I said. Welcome to hip hop, my brother.
Okay, okay.
He's in the foyer though. The nigga he ain't got in. He's just standing there waiting to be allowed to get in.
Oh, okay.
But he's there. I said, okay. He actually got into the battle arena, which is a part of hip hop. So I said, okay. He finally got out of that mush mouth, not saying nothing, because niggas been taking shots at him and he just be quiet.
Yeah.
He don't say nothing. He was on that Jay-Z quiet shit.
Yeah, I get it.
Let niggas talk and don't ever say nothing. So that's what he got on. But he finally got into the battle arena. So I said, welcome to hip hop. This is what it's about. Now, the two cuts, I wasn't impressed. I heard him say some slick lines in there, and I was like, okay, I hear you.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I thought everybody was going in about how Meek Mill took a L. Boy, I tell you what, he took a shot at Jay-Z's jaw on that Apple,
yeah.
Title shit.
Yeah, he did.
Good God. But that went unnoticed. I get it. I understand why. Shit, they was too busy doing the Snoopy dance to probably pick up on that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Meek Mill a little too late. Now, here comes Meek Mill. Timing is everything in this situation. Okay? It took a long time getting out of the gate. Me personally, on all cuts, I didn't like any of them.
No.
I didn't like Drake's or Meek's, to be honest with you.
No, I wasn't feeling them. I wasn't impressed.
Man, no. See, to me, when I think about this, I'm thinking about wholesale, just memorable lines. I mean, it just totally depletes a nigga. Did Drake best him on the diss records? Technically.
Yes.
He did.
Technically, yes, he did. And he won technically. He gave him the technical knockout.
But I believe, and this is just me because, see, I'm an old nigga and I still am about the original rules, not the young kids who are saying, I don't give a damn about ghostwriting. See, they don't give a fuck about it. They don't give a fuck about reference tracks or ghostwriting. I'm a fan of Drake. Drake has a lot of skill. He's talented. Why can't you let him be him? Why you always want to put that old shit about writing it yourself into it? Well, I'm going to tell you why.
They're rewriting the rules, B.
Yeah, well, they have to in order for certain things to happen. They have to rewrite the rules. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Funk Flex leaks 3 more Drake reference tracks by ghostwriter Quentin Miller. Funk Flex finally leaks 4 more Quentin Miller reference tracks for Drake's Know Yourself, Used To, and Rico. And to add a little more sugar to the Kool-Aid, he re-released 10 Bands reference track, which earned him a cease and desist letter last week. Now, if all this shit don't matter to Drake fans, tell me, why is Drake lawyers issuing a cease and desist, my nigga?
Because they don't want niggas to have it. Because they know the longer it stays out there, the more... Once it stays out there, the longer it stays out there, the more people have it. More people that's going to download it, and they're going to have it on their phones, on their computers, and they're going to have it for keeps.
But
so
see,
get it off the internet.
But see, this is the evidence here. This is evidence of I'm an old head nigga who's not going to convince anybody who's 18 to 30 that Drake's not their man. I'm not going to do that.
Shit, 15 to 30.
Okay, 15 to 30 that Drake's not their man. I'm not going to do that. The Hip Hop Digest is not going to do that. Matter of fact, it's not our job to do that. I'm very happy saying that the Drake is the best of your generation.
Yes, he is.
Okay? If you say that, I'm happy to reciprocate that. Okay?
You can have that.
You can have that. But what you won't have and what you can't have and what you're trying to rewrite the rules is you're trying to squeeze that nigga in is the best ever. And he'll never get it. He won't even be in that fucking club because we won't let him in. That's like baseball steroids, my nigga.
Yep.
So I'm just saying that to me is the crux of the deal. Young guys may not care. Oh, I don't care who wrote the record. Okay, fine.
I just wanted to hear good music.
Okay, that you can have that standard, but stand on that shit. Don't try to rewrite some shit, which is the next topic. Even Meek Mill realizes that no one cares about Drake's ghostwriting. it seems that Drake may have unearthed a paradigm shift in hip-hop and made ghostwriting acceptable to the general public. While there are arguments to be made about specific aspects, Drake has never outright denied Meek Mill's claims of writing his own lyrics. Going by the public's reaction to Meek Mill's latest diss record, he may never need to. So you got an ineffective diss record by Meek Mills.
Yep.
The general public saying, oh, fuck it, I don't care about ghostwriting. Okay, you know what that is? That's pop music. It's not hip hop. The thing that made hip hop special, okay, from the Jump Street, is that there was at least amongst the MC, once we got Kumo D up, or even before then, even if you want to take it back to Stolen Lyrics on Rapper's Delight, shout out to Grandmaster Caz, there's been a standard of when you are the masters of the ceremony, you are the masters of the ceremony, not your man in the back on a $5,000 a month retainer. Okay? I see niggas on the internet saying, oh, fuck that. Drake sung the song better. If Quentin Miller would have put them shits out himself, it wouldn't have gained no traction. Y'all motherfuckers is phony as a $2 bill, my nigga.
They stopped making those, didn't they?
It's phony as a $2 bill, my nigga. Or a $3 bill.
Yeah, I was going to say $2 bill still spending.
Okay. I'm just saying, but the point I'm trying to make is that what y'all niggas going to stand on? You going to stand on the fact that he's your man, he's the best of your generation? Wouldn't stand on that with everything that comes and understand that people who really do take this shit a little bit more seriously than you average pop fans who'll be on the next nigga's dick when Drake run is over, that's why he ain't going to get in. That's why when you look at them Sprite cans, old head niggas is like, fuck that Drake nigga. Yeah, I understand it's generational and we don't like Drake, but there's a principle there, son.
Yeah.
There's a principle.
There is a principle. And my thing is that young boys won't acknowledge the fact that we as underground niggas and as hip hop historians are not really trying to shit on Drake for the sake of shitting on Drake. There's a lot of people out there doing that. But we're not doing that. We're shitting on the nigga for the shit that he's doing and trying to call it hip-hop and trying to squeeze himself into hip-hop. You can't do that. But they don't see that.
I just remember when Drake was up Hot 97, it's like one of the first time he was up there calling it a freestyle. Of course, they had the videotape on him when he pulled out the BlackBerry. And again, it was in such an uproar. See, what we're having is a theme here with this nigga. And remember what Kerr G said. It's the shit he's doing trying to mask that shit as hip hop. Look, if you want Drake to be the Mr. End All and Be All, please put him in another category or another paradigm. Don't try to group him. I don't ever, 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 ever want to see Drake's name in a list with Rakim.
But see, Drake
the fuck out of here.
So much time creating his own lane, creating his own style.
Okay, it's fine.
He made it popular for a nigga that's rapping to sing slow songs and whatever, and be good with it. And nobody shits on him.
Fucking
he made it popular.
Fucking so Future's got his own fucking lane, my nigga.
So I'm giving him that. I'll give Drake his own lane, his own style, his own all of that. I'll give him all of that. Nigga, you want to be the best, you're the best at all of that shit. You can create your own shit, and you got to create a whole bunch of stans out here that love you no matter what. You got niggas from babies all the way to 60-year-old motherfuckers that love you, Drake. That's good for you.
Yo, B.
But like you said, that's pop lane.
Yo, B.
You in that pop lane.
Yo, B, 4 years ago, niggas would have argued you down that Wayne is that nigga.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where I'm going with this shit now. 4 years ago, Drake was out there, but Wayne was still the GOAT of this generation. Okay, the GOAT, the Wayne has even been replaced. Niggas ain't even repping Wayne no more. Oh, fuck Wayne and shit.
Wayne got problems.
Shit he been putting out lately just ain't turned up like that. Really?
Nigga said you ain't hitting in New Orleans no more, Wayne.
Shout to Two Big MC and shit. You know what I mean? So this is where I'm going with that. Look, I understand the public situation. But like I said, this isn't our first rodeo.
No, we've seen this.
I want to give a shout out to Robbie from Uncut.
Yes.
Who, you know, he dug up some of rap's biggest forgettable diss tracks. And Meek Mill, you know, you should take comfort. Yo, you're in good company because you're not the first person. I know young boys can't believe it. This, you know, Meek Mill isn't the first person to get to lose, you know, on a diss record. But there's a long history of hip hop diss records, which nobody really ever paid attention to. Okay, the first example, and these are big guys, LL Cool J. Everybody knows who LL Cool J is, right?
Yeah, mostly everybody.
LL Cool J had a bevy of records coming at him. MC Shan, who dedicated 2 diss records to LL Cool J. But what did he get?
Crickets.
He got crickets. Okay, then there was Steady B, I'll Take Your Radio. I actually specifically remember that record. I'll take your damn radio. You know, basically, you know, getting that LL with, you know, radio. You know what I'm saying? Crickets. Mikey D, even less than crickets. I Get Rough in 1987. These are diss records to LL Cool J. LL Cool J, who writes his own lyrics, by the way.
Yeah.
And who was a pop superstar, but still could dust you in a freestyle at his early age. Then you got MC and producer Spider D. And this is old school hip hop right here. You got to know what the history is around Spider D. He had a little bit of beef, and he said that Kumo D's version of How You Like Me Now bit his record, so he made a record out, You Try to Bite Me Now. Crickets.
Crickets.
Okay? This is way back. This is back in the days and shit, you know what I mean? Kumo D chose to take it in stride. He refused to fan the flames on the issue since he had a major label deal and a video to make his case. So you got to remember, at this time in hip hop, there's really nobody or very, very few people on major labels. I mean, you could count the number of people on major labels. Kumo D was on one of them. He had a glossy video. Why am I going to answer at that time, even Spider D, who's well respected in the underground, but is considered a broke nigga in today's language? All right, let me continue on. Run DMC, who crowned themselves the king of rock, had the entire rap world gunning for them. A lot of people don't remember this. Run DMC was I'm using these people as the equivalent of Drake. It's being big. You understand the metaphor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Run DMC, who was asked or who was dissed by KRS-One, by the line, who gets weaker, the king or the teacher, on KRS-One's My Philosophy. Real underground niggas, real heads, will know that Ultra Magnetics got at Run DMC for Peter Piper.
Yep.
They pointed out with lines like, they rhymes are so pathetic, they think they copacetic, using nursery terms.
Too cheap to get the credit.
Or at least not poetic. Mm. So, that's Ultra Magnetics. But those were crickets. Only real heads. Matter of fact, even the people that I fuck with knew that Ultra Magnetics was talking about Run DMC's Peter Piper. So, again, Meek Mill, you find yourself in good company. All right? So, Melly Mel took shots at Run DMC back in 84 with The Truth. 4 years later, on a cut called Yo Baby. Roxanne Shanté was getting on Run DMC on that record, Bite This. And that was like 84, 85. Okay? Me and Kurt G was thinking about some shit.
Yep.
And we was thinking about records that went unknown. Roxanne Shanté's Big Mama.
Ooh.
Not only Roxanne Shanté dissed the lion's share of every female MC who was probably out at that time. Real Roxanne, Sparky D, Queen Latifah, Moni Love, MC Light, Isis, Salt and Pepper, and Yo-Yo. The name of the record is called Big Mama.
Oh, she killed me.
That is probably one of the most devastating diss records to me ever, but that's crickets.
That shit's hilarious, too.
It is pretty funny. This shit is crickets. It got no response from the hip-hop public. So, to Drake fans out there doing the Snoopy dance, first of all, the fact that your man beat Meek Mills, all right, no big deal. Okay, but this is just to let you know, this isn't the first time this has ever happened in hip hop. Okay, and I remember just 4 short years ago, Wayne was your man. Just remember that when you think about veteran rappers whose music has fallen off. Just remember that. Just remember that. Okay. Also, Kurt G liked to chime in on 50 Cent on How to Rob.
Yeah.
Okay. Where he basically took the whole entire, looked like the whole industry.
Yeah, that's another funny ass record.
That's a funny record, threw him under the bus. Some people got offended by that. Yeah, probably
who got pissed off at that shit.
And then I added at the last minute was the record that Cam'ron made of all the shit that Jay-Z bit as far as other people's lyrics. Now, you know, it wasn't but a short time somebody made a tape against Cam'ron and all the shit he done bit. So that was a wash. So big names have gone through battles. Some are legendary. Some have been career ending. You know, the Kumo D, Busy B, legendary. Yep. Obviously, Nas, Jay-Z, that was really legendary. These are two titans and shit. Jay-Z fans will never let it die. Jay-Z fans will never let it die. They hate Ether.
They can hate it, but goddamn. I hate the track.
The Takeover was better.
I do. I don't like that Ether track at all. But that nigga's lyrics, he should have did acapella.
No doubt. I mean, you know, so this whole thing with rap battles, I mean, you know, okay, yeah. You know, Drake, I'll admit it on Hip Hop Digest, he bested Meek Mills. And actually, the city of Philadelphia is probably ashamed because Meek comes from a battle background.
Oh, Meek is way better than that.
Exactly.
Niggas is probably calling Meek soft now. They're like, nigga, you should have just killed this nigga in your sleep.
So
this shit hasn't been a battle.
So I'm gonna ask you a question, yo. Like, I ask you a question. This is just me. Do you believe that Meek Mills basically came in and started this whole shit on some late night pillow talk with his girl?
It's possible, and it's possible that we could be all getting played. This could just be a money grab.
Yeah, it could be.
Just something to push Meek's album, get him some sales.
It could be, but. I'm sorry, B. To me, the evidence of... I didn't even have to hear the diss tracks, but the evidence of the reference tracks are enough. There's enough evidence to me that Drake is going home with that shit on his iPod and learning to rhyme off of somebody else's lyrics. That's what it sounds like to me. That's not hip-hop, yo.
It's not, but you're talking about a nigga that straddles the line
in
such a way that That I'm talking about not from us. For us, the nigga, he completely pop, and there's no way he's straight hip-hop.
No doubt.
But I'm saying for the youngins, he straddles the line so perfectly for them that they consider him both hip-hop and R&B. He does both equally well in their eyes. Like, this nigga is the best R&B as well as the best rapper. But they love him.
I know they do. I know they love him. But just four short years ago, they were loving Lil Wayne. And I'm just saying that that's a cautionary tale. Okay, because to me, I look forward to the day that Drake is not the man, and what kind of excuses or what will be said about him. Okay, because old heads are going to hold the line. They're perfectly fine to let him be the man and be a millionaire and sell out arenas with young guys and gals in there loving his music. Fine, you know, you're going to have that anyway. So what? But I better not see him up against a motherfucking list, you know what I'm saying, with Big Daddy Kane on it. It's just, I'm sorry about that shit. And there's pop niggas who's on that list. LL Cool J is on somebody's top 10 list.
Yeah.
And he's a pop nigga. He had a lot of pop success. But the problem is James Todd Smith is writing his own lyrics.
Yes.
Jay-Z, he's a pop nigga, ain't he?
Yes.
I know Jay-Z's biting a lot. Jay-Z's been known to bite people's phrases, and he's been known to pattern niggas' flow, like he stole that Philly Whisper flow, or like he was sort of sounding like Migos in a couple of later things, right?
Yeah.
But there's one thing about Jay-Z. You want to tell him about Jay-Z, what you know about Jay?
He writes his own lyrics, and the niggas got at least a 10-year history of hip-hop behind him.
It was
the new shit. I ain't fucking with him now.
Nah.
He's got at least a 10 strong years of shit where he had a lot of pop hits in there, but he had at least 4 to 5 cuts on there that hip hop niggas could be like every album, like, yo.
Kumo D is personally on my personal list.
Top 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. He's on my top 5 personally. I didn't like anything after Wild Wild West, to be honest with you. I didn't even like Wild Wild West. I hated that shit.
And full disclosure, I guess everybody gave their top 5, you and Egri.
Yeah.
And I'll give mine. I had Rakim, KRS-One, Jay-Z, Nas, and Biggie is my top five.
There you
and
go.
I know it's a few niggas out there like, what the fuck is you saying, nigga?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's killing me, but it's my personal list.
Yeah, it's just a personal list.
It's a personal list. Like I said, niggas out in the Bay Area, somebody out in the Bay Area that's got Mac Dre, Too Short, and E-40 in their top five. So I ain't going to hit a nigga up for their top five. Their personal top five.
I'm thinking Mac Dre wrote his own lyrics, though.
Yeah.
See, there's a theme here. You know what I mean? There's a fucking theme. I refuse to let this nigga anywhere near the hall because he don't write his own shit. And more importantly, he's using reference tracks, okay? What you nigga think he is? Janet Jackson and shit, nigga? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, B. But he's got that mindset.
And he can have that mindset, but the point is, see, you said something off air. You was like, at the end of the day, Drake is want to be respected like those niggas.
Yeah, he does. He wants to be in the same conversation with Jay-Z and Nas
and he'll,
Tupac.
And he'll
he wants to be in that conversation.
But he'll only be in that conversation in his mind and in the minds of his fans. That's it.
But in his mind, he thinks he's part of that conversation. He wants to be on that list, and he wants to be the pop superstar at the same time.
I wonder if Sir Mix-a-Lot has ever used reference tracks. Should email that nigga. Just finding out some shit. I'm just, you know what? Because, you know, it's getting to the point where I'm just going to start naming niggas that I just do not fucking like. But something tells me they had enough hip-hop spirit in them to write their own lyrics. Oh, you motherfuckers is just fucking mad. So what? He makes great music.
Okay.
You know, I can blend pretty fucking good, but I'm not Jazzy Jeff.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I can blend records pretty fucking good, but I'm not Jazzy Jeff. The fuck out of here with that shit. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Dr. Dre's. Is he definitely going to release a new album this week? Dr. Dre tweeted a simple message and mentioned that this week's episode of The Pharmacy will be one for the books. No details as of present. People think Dre is going to release an album. I think he's going to release the NWA soundtrack to the movie.
That's probably what it's going to be.
There's no way. I can't see Dre releasing. Although maybe Dre's got enough recorded material. He could have put together an album real quick. And maybe he was motivated by the fact that Kendrick Lamar did reasonably strong numbers with real music.
I'm still thinking it's a soundtrack.
You think it's a soundtrack?
I think it's a soundtrack. Maybe something he executive produced.
That's what's up. No doubt. So, and also, I also want to say this here. Going forward, I'm going to try and put a moratorium on Drake talk. Too much Drake talk.
Well, it's going to be tough the way shit's popping on the internet right now.
Yeah, no doubt. It's funny. My daughter came in and asked me we was going to talk about this shit on the show.
You know shit's really big when Olive comes in telling you, oh, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, she said that it's all Instagram and all that young social media. So that's all they was talking about, yo. And they were on there doing the Snoopy dance. So Dr. Dre is certainly probably a soundtrack. I don't know. You know, if Dr. Dre, look, let me tell you something, yo. If Dr. Dre releases an album with real hip hop, that's going to be the entire show next week. We're going to fuck around and go cut for cut on this bitch. I don't think that's going to happen. So stay tuned for a regular show.
You're not going to hear the chronic. Not even doggies.
Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is New York Magazine shows 36 out of 46 accusers
35.
Of Bill. I'm sorry, 35 out of 46 accusers of Bill Cos. You know, we know Cos is on that drug 'em and club 'em.
Nigga, that sounds like some old caveman shit.
Yo, know? I mean, that's basically what Cos is on, yo, is shit.
That shit's crazy.
The magazine, let me tell you something. The cover is powerful.
I gotta admit. That empty chair is the most powerful thing. Like, damn, it's more out there.
That's just so powerful. And I think that Cos, you know, if true, certainly has a lot of things that's gonna come his way.
It's kind of hard to keep putting if and maybe on this shit.
Well,
now.
First of all, you gotta remember, G, in fairness to Cos, probably 90% of them women, the statutes of limitations has already passed.
Yeah.
Cos is not going to get charged with rape.
He's already been, he's already charged with rape in the court of public opinion. He's done.
Right, right.
They're taking shit away from this nigga. They don't give a fuck about the statute of limitation.
Yeah, that's real. They're just going for his guap at this point. And I get it.
For his reputation and his money. That's it.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's your boy Cos. I guess we don't have to worry about Cos being down at the equestrian center in Upper Marlboro talking about how Baltimore niggas is fucking it up for niggas then, huh?
No. He'd be lucky if he'd get invited to the local fucking porta potty.
Oh, man, shout out to Fat Albert.
Hey.
So, next up, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest, and this. Now, all that Drake talk, all that dick ride, all that Snoopy dance, all that nut shit, you know, this is some real hip hop. DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist complete the Afrika Bambaataa tribute show. So what this is, I've seen it on YouTube. First, I got off OK Player, but I've seen it on YouTube. What it is DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist borrowed Afrika Bambaataa's personal records.
Yes.
And they did a concert in Oakland, California. 6 turntables, nothing but vinyl, basically going through the history of Bambaataa's breakbeats, which is an equal history of hip-hop. Stopping the show, explaining and talking about certain breakbeats, picking back up the show, cutting and scratching, playing. It just is the most riveting thing I've seen in a while.
If you are real...
See,
backpack hip hop.
B, you ain't even gotta be real backpack hip hop.
I'm gonna love that.
Because if you ask Drake or Meek Mill, motherfuckers don't even know who the fuck Afrika Bambaataa is. First of all,
I think Meek will. And I think Drake will too. The name has gotta be. I'm gonna give them a little credit. They have heard that name before.
Well, they don't know who the fuck he is, though.
You think they'd walk into him and wouldn't even know?
Wouldn't even know the fuck who he was. So that being the case, I'm going to give a shout out, the biggest shout out in a long time, to DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist, because they kept it, as Red Alert would say, 150%. I'm sure Kurt G's going to post that link under our documentaries page.
Yeah, I'll put it up there.
So that's hip hop. You know what I mean? You motherfuckers, you know, when it gets right down to it and we sitting up here and we talking about these new niggas and shit. These new niggas would last 30 seconds.
Not even that long.
Not even that long?
They ain't even getting in the door, B. They won't even get in the door. How I just said Drake was just standing in the foyer.
Right.
The battle arena.
Yeah.
Them niggas don't even get... They're getting kicked off the yard. Like, niggas, as soon as they step in the yard, release the hounds. Get the fuck out of here.
It's
ridiculous. Nut niggas ain't got that.
Anyway, so that's what's good. Kurt G, I know you got some Twitter shit jumping off.
Yes, I did scan Twitter today since our brother E. Color's not here. I went ahead and scanned it and got in his lane a little bit. I seen something. It's a shout out to C. Malone. He said, at Hip Hop Digest, is this Drake and Mills riff good for commercial hip hop?
Well, it's good for Drake. Because in order to be, I mean, it's just good for Drake, who is always teetering on the brink of respectability, if you will, or legitimacy. So it's good for him. This cements everyone who is already doing the Snoopy dance, and they consider it a victory. God, we needed that win. You know what I mean?
Especially when all they keep saying on some of these blogs is Drake against battle rapper Meek Mills.
Right.
Like, he just took out a battle rapper.
Right.
He really did some shit. Like, he took out somebody that, like, he just left the battle arena. Like, no, this is Meek Mills ain't been battling in a minute.
Right. So, but like I said, they need that to legitimize Drake anyway. Especially they need it in their mind. Because you know what? Deep in their heart, deep in their psyche, they know that motherfucker. They was like, damn, I can't get away from Drake. You know, he's just a fraud. All right. What's up?
All right. Next, shout out Mr. Merv. He said, this Drake versus Meek Mills is dumb. Over the years, the level of lyricism is so low in the mainstream. It's like, and he put up this gif of old men fighting. That shit was funny as hell. That gif was fucking crazy. One nigga, old dude was out there fighting, looking like fucking Fred Sanford, throwing his fist up.
You know, and that's another thing, too. And see, when you look at this shit in, on the history, lyricism is down.
On the mainstream level.
Yeah, lyricism is down. So you guys who are out there riding for Drake, it's not, it's nothing revolutionary here. Lyricism is down.
Yeah.
So, all right, who's, what else going on?
Shout out to Pittsburgh Hit. Who,
what up, yo?
What's up? He said, Hip Hop Digest for Life. Yens are my go-to hip hop podcast.
Thank you very much for the compliment, good
Thank
sir.
You, sir. And a shout out to Matthew Murphy.
My man.
Who says, always had a lot of love for the homies at Hip Hop Digest.
My man. Shout.
Shout. Shout out to Bagari Black, who had me fucking dying laughing because he put that, put the lines up there from our boy Busta. He says, sorry, homeboy, but your flow sounds used. Gotta pay your dues, baby. You know the rules. Hashtag reference tracks.
Very good. Bagari Black, that's what's up. Very good.
All right, and shout out to C and J, the brothers Lehman. They said, listening to the new episode now. Love y'all talking about Drake. Top 10 rapper, my ass.
Okay, that's what's up. Some standards out there.
Yes, and a shout out to DV the Boss Man, Hollywood Cash, Houston Socialite. Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday.
And love lasting.
That's what's up. Hip Hop Digest. You know how it is. Just a two-man crew.
Yes. And let me go ahead and give my albums of the week then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kurt G. Yeah. Go in. Albums that. Of the week.
All right. This week, we got Minds of a Different Kind, Cerebellum, and Koito, The Green Experience, featuring Feel the Agony. And the instrumental joint is Moderator, The World Within.
All right. So you know how we do. We keep it flowing.
Yes, sir.
Hip Hop Live. Hip Hop Digest.
Yes. The Digest.
The Digest. And just remember, hopefully the moratorium on Drake and write your own lyrics.
I'm probably sure by next week Meek will come with another one because niggas said this. The internet's done killed the beat. They done killed them. So Meek is coming with another one. at least one more.
Meek Mill should take heed. I just gave a long list of niggas who dissed but got no response. Just let it go.
Oh, he got plenty of response, just not the response he wanted. He thought he was going to come with something. I think he was just being lazy on it. He thought he could just throw some shit out there and niggas were going to say he killed Drake.
Enough!
And he didn't.
Drake haters are going to use this as one more thing to discredit him in their eyes. I don't care about ghostwriters. Just give me good music. Music. Music.
That could have been the intro if we had it. All right. One.
I'm off the rip to paint the perfect picture. Vivid rhyme schemes only seem to make me richer. Mental capacity, Gaddafi, like you trying to pop me. You couldn't plot these poppy seeds, now get the fuck up off me. I'm off the rig to paint the perfect picture. Vivid rhyme schemes only seem to make me richer. Mental capacity, Gaddafi, like you trying to pop me. You couldn't pop these poppy seeds, now get the fuck up off me. Bad decisions at a reach at every corner, store to each his own. It's cornerstone, core in the cologne, the center death. Rip flesh, the testimony rest. Measure success, it's the time I test your last breath. There's nothing left for your chest, you're simply treasure less. The booty dissipates a figment of imagination. I try to grasp my past memories, wrap them in plastic. Mental masturbation coming on the future patient. I wouldn't want to keep him waiting. Taylor made my present. I ain't talking picking presents of spiritual essence. Moment of deception of your first vital lesson. Hey yo, the cycle of life is a blessing. Stuff within the curse while so many going to church. Praying to white Jesus, heathens remember the verse. Took a turn for the worse, the purse come first. References out of the hearse, you fucking brat worse. I'm off the rig to paint the perfect picture. Vivid rhyme schemes only seem to make me richer. Mental capacity, Gaddafi, like you trying to pop me. You couldn't plot these poppy seeds, now get the fuck up off me.
I'm off the rip to paint the perfect picture. Vivid rhyme schemes only seem to make me richer. Mental capacity could die, feel like you're trying to pop me. You couldn't block these poppy seeds, now get the fuck up off me. No love for hard times, once in a while my soul die. I don't cry, I'm too busy, look over shoulder. Been told I was beautiful, people look at these people. Deceive you before they meet you, make a nigga think lethal. I can't throw, I ask questions with no answers. I dance with the liquor, never refusing to put my hands up. Put your hands up, nigga, put your hands up, nigga, don't you fall. Keep standing, nigga, keep singing, I think I know it all. Emotional bottled up in the midst of it all. I knew this stick or shit before I walked in the liquor store. I fear it though, I hear it though, I sip it slow. You already know, I was told I was beautiful, but I don't have the heart to believe it, nah. In my dreams, I can't wait to see the vision, why? This reality of mine become jaded with time. So I sit on time, knowing in the end I'm just begging for a back. Then someone in the fears, calm it down, hold it back. Tiana slipping fast, the resort to popping pills like your daddy. Got damn, it's like my daddy. I never had a daddy, another thing I can't believe. In this land of make-believe, hating shit I can't see. The struggle of being free, definition of thee. Be one with oneself before dreams are anything. What y'all think? What y'all think of that?
Yeah. Roll another one up. Smoking all the blunts up. Chilling back in the cut, you know? Roll it up. Now make the mic, turn the mic up so I could, yo, yo, all right, yeah, like that. What? Rhyme like mama's only child, you know what I'm saying? Rock star, $100,000 guitar, that's a bar, the stickiest weed that come in a jar. Nah, you need a can opener for this shit. All I do is smoke weed and write hits. You fucking with professionalists, perfectionists, specialists. Cause I don't accept nothing but excellence. Top notch butterscotch. It's hotter than Motor Lava Rock. Don't stop, give it all you got. Give it all you got. Girl, go out and get it, bring it back, throw it in the pot. Fill the ag, smoking on that Mad Lion. Or smoking on something Hawaiian, like I'm on an island. Feeling like Pirates of the Caribbean. Eyes bloodshot, red vision blurred. Now I'm seeing optical illusions. Tell your girl to stop choosing. Smoking like Robinson, cruising.
Mama's only child from the Wild West part of the town. Visual will look exactly how it sounds. Pack will burn it down. What you need to learn about, you read it in the book or hear word of mouth.
Started with the stress. Now I only smoke the best, nothing less. Hold the smoke for 30 seconds in your chest. Then exhale, Buddha bless. Why you talking that shit about who the best? I'm trying to stay true to this, approach the game. Every day I'm brand new to this. Mind of a veteran, one of a kind. I design off the medicine. Medical marijuana medicals. I have your ass sleepy off the edibles. And you know that's incredible. So how I wrote it on my iPhone, it was illegible. On paper, I had to switch it to electronics. The homies in the hood call the Kush Chronic. That's a bush to grow money, you see. Don't ever tell me that money don't grow on trees. Roll a backwood, what up? Feel the agony and I'm off to the
cut. Mama's only child from the Wild West part of the town. Visual will look exactly how it sounds. Backwood, burn it down. What you need to learn about, you read it in the book and hear it word of mouth. Mama's only child from the Wild West part of the town. Visual will look exactly how it sounds. Backwood, burn it down. What you need to learn about, you read it in the book and hear it word of mouth. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
That get slapped the shit out of music. Violate with clever one that gets stomped on. I catch you in the theater while you eating popcorn. I put the burner to your mouth like hot sauce. No need to say a word, just let them know what you got for them. Lay your chips down too long, they got gone. Cops warm while I'm on the block, I leave your top warm. Choke you out, I leave you in the box, boy. Poor job, use the back of your jacket to mop floors. Stay in the kitchen like I'm G Garvin. Supreme Court and niggas in the street with no plea bargains. If he keep talking, I'ma squeeze spark him. I beat a rapper down with speed to make him bleed often. My sight 2020 while I'm drinking that Mad Dog. My stiff jab so swift, this shit'll knock your flag off. So we can go to round 10 while in your backyard. Or I can hit you with the hammer like I'm from Asgard.
What's going down, everybody? What's the happening? The Boom Brothers in the place, here we back again. We keep the cold beer and we love to crack the gin. It's Clever One and Elmo, we the baddest men. We got it all locked, you on the wrong block. And any chance of survival is a long shot. Let's get it on, nah. Yeah, I thought not.
The Boom Brothers.
And we hold them down like it's Fortnite.
I catch you coming out of that gun range. I brung flames. Kidnap your bitch and leave her tits full of cum stains. Petrified when neighbor they heard the son's name. I'm like Attila the Hun. I'm rugged with the punch game. Hand-to-hand combat. No match for the guard. Where your gun at? These niggas acting hard about the run laps. The weed flip. Waiting for the comeback. I jailhouse niggas with the ice pick. One up in the stomach. Slap your ass unconscious. By the time you awaken, it's years later like your name was Buck Rogers. Run you off the road like a drunk driver. Humiliate you in front of your hoes and your punk fiber. Scumbag degenerate rap. And my bitch is just like me. I love her with her ignorant ass. And I'm backstage sipping the flask. Do me a favor, get a cup. Cause niggas like to spit on the glass.
What's going down, everybody? What's the happenings? Yeah. The Boom Brothers in the place. Here we back again. Yeah. We keep the cold beer and we love to crack the gin. It's Clever One and Elmo. We the baddest men. We got it all locked. You on the wrong block. And any chance of survival is a long shot. Let's get it on, knock. Yeah, short knock.
The Boom Brothers.
And we hold them down like it's Fort Knox.
And my family is called The New Day, and we are convinced that we are entitled to a new day, and we are further convinced that we are going to have to establish the new day by communicating a little bit more closely with one another.
Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Keep on. Check it out, y'all. You don't stop.
Just a moment in time, sit back as the sun shine. Hip hop my love and these snares on my love line. Never met a lady like you on the track. Kick screaming back in your post, made me skip a snap. I'm your man, no lie, and you loving this. Cause this moment in space gon' always exist. Why yes, and I'm here for the payday. Give it to you one way on any given Sunday.
I feel the weight on my shoulders, but I must persist. While they tryna bring me down, let me burn this bridge. See beyond the petty, we just progress and expand. Seeing life blossom at the sight of a mic stand. Find it difficult just to sleep at night. Demons whispering, I live a lonely life. In the mirror like, yo, who am I? But it all come clear when I write this rhyme.
If you try to put me in a box, watch as I'm about to get out of it. Don't put me in the mix with cats that don't know how to spit. My talent, they doubted it. My energy, I rerouted it. Cause damn it, I got a mind of my own, no point in clouding it.
I've grown so tired, man.
Tired of the new cats, disrespecting no game. There's more to spitting and glisten to gold chains. But this is a cold game, you're missing the code, man.
I'm a real deal revolutionary mind. Carry on tradition in my rhyme. Through my grind, we can all shine like a Buddhist shrine. I'm a soldier for peace, when the violence gon' cease. Frisco streets like the Middle East, it won't stop, y'all. It keeps on, long as the system do what's wrong. I fight back and drop bombs. So gang, young Padawans, educate the youngsters for all of my loved ones.
Check it out, y'all.
Busting my partner's plotting and puffing, discussing how we can keep the music coming for the people who love it. We had to give them something. Suckers ain't saying nothing. Face the repercussions.
plus ain't a love affair. Me and these instrumentals got something rare. Why you look in the eyes of your lover and see nothing there? So why you breathe square every day you run a scare? From the truth, the only topic that will touch a player.
Never be afraid, cause life will test all. Better push back with your back against the wall. Soak up the changes, adapt, learn and grow. Every one of us something, but ain't got no soul. Got my SF hat, 7 3/8. I'm carrying 3/8 on my way to the showcase. Come around acting stupid, catch a Frisco pace. All about the chillin', the track's been laced. Been laced, been laced.
This generation is a new people.
Sunshine, roller coaster rides. People wanna party and stop.